you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major and Christy Lemire. First up, the sci-fi horror comedy, Megan. Wade?
Yeah, it's got all the elements that you'd expect from an Evil Doll movie. We've had a ton of those over the years, including Twilight Zone episodes and Chucky being the latest. This is, in this case, it's a high-tech evil AI doll that runs amok. But I thought it was very funny. Not as funny as it probably could or should have been, but I enjoyed it.
Allison Williams stars with the voice of Jenna Davis. Christy, what'd you think of Megan?
I loved it. This movie knows exactly what it is. It brilliantly threads that needle between horror and comedy. I laughed the whole way through. I love how high-tech Megan is. So many surprises. Go see it with a crowd.
Gerard Johnstone is the director. Akela Cooper is the screenwriter. Megan is in wide release, rated PG-13. The documentary January 6th is directed by the Nodet brothers, Gideon and Jules. Christy?
This feels really definitive as far as exploring what happened on that terrible day. We have interviews with members of Congress and also the Capitol Police and also journalists who were on the ground. Some really harrowing, very intimate footage of the fighting going on the ground and just how terrifying it truly was. It is difficult to watch, but essential viewing.
Wade, January 6th.
Yeah, Gideon and Jules Nodet, the brothers who made it, made the 2002 documentary 9/11. They are very experienced at doing these kinds of films. It's not the end-all story. It's a very good beginning to understand all of the geographical locations and the things that happen and in what order and chronology throughout the day. But it leaves a lot of questions unanswered, and I hope other filmmakers pick up that baton and run with it.
January 6th is unrated. It's streaming on the Discovery Plus platform, and there's a special airing Saturday afternoon at 5 on CNN. And finally, the innovative film Landlocked, written and directed by Paul Owens, starring his family, including Mason Owens. Christy.
Such a cool idea. So low budget. They accomplished so much with so little here to tell this very quiet horror story about what happens when members of a family return to their old home and find a camcorder and what they see through it. It's really clever. I wish it had a bit more oomph, but I dug it.
Quick thought on it, Wade.
I love this film. I think it's one of the best no-budget or even negative-budget films I've ever seen. It's a family home movie that'll give you chills, and it's a family home movie that uses their own home movies. I think it's great.
Landlocked is unrated, available on demand. For our Film Week critics, Christy Lemire and Wade Major, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to listen to the full hour of Film Week, available wherever you get your podcasts at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app. Have a great week. Weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.